بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا مس الناس ضر دعوا ربهم منيبين إليه ثم إذا أذاقهم منه رحمة إذا فريق منهم بربهم يشركون.
Verse number 33. When the idolaters are afflicted by a difficulty, i.e. poverty, drought, they supplicate only to their Lord, may He be glorified, returning to Him, humbling themselves, and seeking refuge in Him to remove the affliction from them. Then, when He shows them mercy by removing whatever afflicted them, they return to their ways of idolatry by supplicating to others along with Him.
لِيَكْفُرُوا بِمَا آتَيْنَاهُمْ فَتَمَتَّعُوا فَسَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ.
Verse number 34. They do so to reject the bounties of Allah. From amongst them is removing their difficulty. So those who ascribe partners to me should enjoy the ease they have in this life, for surely they will come to know on the Day of Judgment that they were in clear misguidance.
أَمْ أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ سُلْطَانًا فَهُوَ يَتَكَلَّمُ بِمَا كَانُوا بِهِ يُشْرِكُونَ.
Verse number 35. What invited them to ascribing partners with Allah when they have no proof supporting it? I did not send any evidence to them in the form of any scripture, which they could use as proof for their ascribing partners with Allah, nor do they have any scripture which talks in favor of their idolatry and upholds the validity of the disbelief they are on.
وإذا أذقنا الناس رحمة فرحوا بها وإن تصبهم سيئة بما قدمت أيديهم إذا هم يقنطون.
Verse number 36. And when I give the people a taste of some of my bounties, i.e., health and wealth, they become happy with it. A happiness based on arrogance and pride. And if something that harms them reaches them, i.e., illness or poverty, due to the sins they commit, they begin losing hope in the mercy of Allah and in the difficulty going away from them.
أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ.
Verse number 37. Do they not see that Allah expands the sustenance for whichever of His servants He wishes, testing them to see whether they show gratitude or ingratitude? And He constrains sustenance upon whomsoever He wishes, testing to see whether they are patient or become angry. Indeed, in the increasing of provision for some and its constriction upon others are proofs of the kindness and mercy of Allah.
فآت ذا القربى حقه والمسكين وابن السبيل ذلك خير للذين يريدون وجه الله وأولئك هم المفلحون.
Verse number 38. O Muslim, give the relative whatever goodness and kinship he deserves. Give the needy whatever he can fulfill his need with, and help the stranger whose path back home has been cut off. Giving in these causes is better for those who seek the pleasure of Allah, those who give priority to this kind of assistance, and rights are the ones who succeeded by achieving their objective of paradise and being granted safety from the feared punishment. After Allah mentioned actions through which one can gain closeness to Allah, He mentioned the opposite, those actions through which the cheap worldly objectives are sought, saying,
وما آتيتم من ربا ليربو في أموال الناس فلا يربو عند الله وما آتيتم من زكاة تريدون وجه الله فأولئك هم المضعفون.
Verse number 39. Whatever wealth you give to anyone with the expectation that they will return it to you with an increase, that wealth does not grow with Allah. And whatever wealth you give to fulfill someone's need, desiring only the pleasure of Allah, and not praise or reward from the people, the reward of that deed shall be multiplied for you by Allah.
الله الذي خلقكم ثم رزقكم ثم يميتكم ثم يحييكم هل من شركائكم من يفعل من ذلكم من شيء سبحانه وتعالى عما يشركون.
Verse number 40. Allah Himself is the one who alone created you, then granted you sustenance, then will cause you to die, then revive you for the resurrection. Is there any of your idols which you worship that can do any of the above? He is far above and free of what the idolaters say and believe.
ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس ليذيقهم بعض الذي عملوا لعلهم يرجعون.
Verse number 41. Corruption has appeared in the land and sea, in the lives of people by their span becoming shorter, and in their bodies by way of diseases and illnesses, due to the sins they commit. It has become apparent, so that Allah may give them a taste of some of their evil deeds in the worldly life, perhaps they repent to Him. Beneficial points. 1. The idolaters contradict themselves by sincerely worshipping Allah at times of severity and ascribing partners to Him in times of ease. 2. The happiness based on arrogance at times of enjoying bounties and losing hope and mercy at times of trials are two traits of the disbelievers. 3. Giving due rights to people is a cause of success. 4. Interest is eradicated, and the reward of spending in the path of Allah is multiplied. 5. The effect of sins are evident in the spreading of plagues and spoiling of the environment.
قُلْ سِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلُ كَانَ أَكْثَرُهُمْ مُشْرِكِينَ.
Verse number 42. Say, O Messenger, to these idolaters, travel the earth and ponder over what the outcome of the rejecting nations before you was. Their outcome was an evil one. The majority of them would ascribe partners with Allah, worshipping others with Him, and they were destroyed because of it.
فَأَقِمْ وَجْهَكَ لِلدِّينِ الْقَيِّمِ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ يَوْمٌ لَا مَرَدَّ لَهُ مِنَ اللَّهِ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَصَّدَّعُونَ.
Verse number 43. O Messenger, turn your face in the direction of the correct religion of Islam, in which there is no deviation, before the day of judgment comes. When it comes, there will be no one to prevent it, and on that day people will be divided. One group shall be pampered in paradise, while the other shall be punished in the hellfire.
من كفر فعليه كفره ومن عمل صالحا فلأنفسهم يمهدون.
Verse number 44. Whoever disbelieves in Allah, the harm of his disbelief, which is permanent residence in the hellfire, will reach only himself. As for those who do good deeds, seeking Allah's pleasure through them, they are preparing for themselves entry into paradise and deriving enjoyment from whatever is within it, and they shall live in it forever.
لِيَجْزِيَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْكَافِرِينَ.
Verse number 45. Allah will separate the people and divide them into two groups, so that He can reward those who have faith in Allah and perform good deeds that He is pleased with. Indeed, He does not love those who disbelieve in Him and His messengers. Rather, He hates them severely and will punish them on the Day of Judgment.
وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَن يُرْسِلَ الرِّيَاحَ مُبَشِّرَاتٍ وَلِيُذِيقَكُم مِّن رَّحْمَتِهِ وَلِتَجْرِيَ الْفُلْكُ بِأَمْرِهِ وَلِتَبْتَغُوا مِن فَضْلِهِ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ.
Verse number 46. And from His great signs that prove His power and oneness is that He sends winds that give glad tidings of imminent rain to the servants, and so that He may give you, O people, a taste of His mercy by the greenery and ease that follows the rainfall, and also so that the ships can sail the sea by His will, and you can seek from His grace by trading across the ocean. Perhaps you will show gratitude upon the favors of Allah, so He may increase you in them.
وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ رُسُلًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِمْ فَجَاءُوهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ فَانْتَقَمْنَا مِنَ الَّذِينَ أَجْرَمُوا وَكَانَ حَقًّا عَلَيْنَا نَصْرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ.
Verse number 47. O Messenger, verily, I have sent many messengers to their people before you, so they brought miracles proving their truthfulness, but the people rejected whatever their messengers brought to them. So we took retribution from those committed evil, and destroyed them with my punishment, saving the messengers and those who brought faith in them from my destruction. It is a right I have obligated upon myself to rescue the believers and help them.
الله الذي يرسل الرياح فتثير سحابا فيبسطه في السماء كيف يشاء ويجعله كسفا فترى الودق يخرج من خلاله فإذا أصاب به من يشاء من عباده إذا هم يستبشرون.
Verse number 48. Allah, may He be glorified, is the one who sends the winds and drives them. Those winds gather and move the clouds, stretching them in the sky however He wishes, either little or large. He also makes them into pieces sometimes. O observer, you then see the rain coming from within it, so when the rain reaches whichever of His servants He wishes, they become happy with the mercy of Allah upon them in the form of rainfall that will cause the earth to grow that which they and their livestock need.
وَإِن كَانُوا مِن قَبْلِ أَن يُنَزَّلَ عَلَيْهِم مِّن قَبْلِهِ لَمُبْلِسِينَ.
Verse number 49. While just previously, they had been losing hope in any rain falling upon them.
فَانظُرْ إِلَى آثار رحمة الله كيف يحيي الأرض بعد موتها إن ذلك لمحيي الموتى وهو على كل شيء قدير.
Verse number 50. O Messenger, look at the effects of the rainfall that Allah sends out of mercy for His servants, how Allah revives the earth with the various plants that grow after it had dried up and become barren. Indeed, the being who revived that dry earth is the one who will resurrect the dead as living. He is capable of everything. Nothing is beyond His power and ability. Beneficial points. 1. The people will be categorized on the Day of Judgment, according to their deeds in the world, into either successful or wretched. 2. Sending winds and rain, and causing the ships to sail in the sea, are blessings which require gratitude to be expressed for them. 3. Destroying the criminals and saving the believers is a divine custom of Allah. 4. The earth growing after it has become barren is evidence of resurrection.